Good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. How many candles do you, can you hear me? You're looking at me weird. Can you hear me okay? Yeah? Okay. How many candles are not lit yet? How many? Two. So there's the big white one in the middle that we are going to light on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And then there's one more purple candle. And that last purple candle we are going to light today, and that is the candle of love. And so when Jesus came, Jesus brought with him hope and peace and joy and love. Now, when we think about love, you may think about that mushy-gushy stuff and how your parents always want to give you a hug and kiss you even if you don't want them to. But love is so much more than that. Love is listening to somebody when they're sad. Love is encouraging somebody, sending them a card because you know that they're lonely or they're having a hard time. Love is baking cookies for your neighbor because you know that they're going to be alone at Christmas. Like your new neighbor. Yeah, like your new neighbor. That's exactly right. Love is helping empty the dishwasher and cleaning your room before you're asked. There's all kinds of ways that we can show love to others. And Jesus, when Jesus came and Jesus lived, he showed us what it meant to love other people. Jesus was there for other people. Jesus listened to people that other people just ignored. Jesus sat down and had conversations with them. Jesus told the disciples that he loved them. Jesus helped other people. Jesus showed us how to love others. And then Jesus showed us how very much God loves us. Because Jesus died on the cross and came back to life and proved once and for all that God's love is stronger than sin, it's stronger than death, it's stronger than anything else in this world. And so not only did Jesus show us how we can love others, but Jesus showed us how very much God loves us. And so today we light the candle of love as we remember God's love for us. And this week, I know many of you are out of school already, I hope that you will find some ways that you can show other people that you love them. Now, you can just say I love you, but you can also show them. And so maybe that does mean helping empty the dishwasher, or maybe it means cleaning your room before you're asked 10 times. And then you can have candy after you clean your room. Yeah, maybe so. There are all kinds of ways that you can show love to other people. And I hope that this week you will find some ways to do that. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you so much for sending Jesus. Thank you for showing us how to love others and for showing us how very much you love us. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.